Welcome to the Project Management Audio Library, recordings of book readings and live seminars by some of the leading experts in project management and related fields. For more information on this series, visit our website at pm-audiobooks.com. And now, our featured speaker.
Titanic construction project, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And one of the things about this is that most people know about the Titanic, obviously. Most people think they know the story. And what I've discovered is that the story, the essence of the story, is basically held in the 4 days. That's where the media, that's where our culture is basically focused on the 4 days of the operation into the disaster. But if you take a step back as a project manager and you start to think about the greater project that's wrapped around what these guys were trying to deliver, you start to see things in a different perspective, and that's hopefully what you'll see tonight. You'll see that as they went through this project, they were making mistakes, and these are the mistakes that I think are very inherent to the kind of mistakes I have seen personally with the IT projects that I've worked and have culminated in a disaster. So by looking at the project itself, I think it'll help you better understand in terms of actions that need to be taken in making sure you have a clean project. So today what I'm going to be talking about basically is looking at the issues behind the Titanic construction project, looking at some of the key decisions that were made during this project in the stages that really led to the problems they later on had in the operation itself that led to the disaster. I'm going to talk